Good morning, I'm Anna Palmer.
And I'm Jake Sherman.
And welcome to the Daily Punch, brought to you by Punch Bowl News. It's Friday, January 14th, 2022. Let's get into the mix. Here are your Washington headlines of the day. Number one, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer's new plan on voting rights legislation. Number two, a look back at the brutal week for President Joe Biden. And number three, members pile on the issue du jour, banning stock trading. All right, Jake, let's get into it. We have been covering Chuck Schumer and his push on voting rights all week. But there's a new development here and a new timeline that is being set forward. We had thought that this was going to probably all happen over the weekend. Not anymore.
Yeah, what a mess for Chuck Schumer. We'll get into that in kind of a minute. Yesterday was a day. So yesterday afternoon, Joe Biden was coming to the Hill. We all know this. I'll just run through it in a second to set the stage. Was coming to the Hill to meet with Senate Democrats on voting rights in the filibuster. We have been clear because this is no surprise to us. Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are pretty ardent supporters of the filibuster. You could think what you want about that, but that's what they are. They're supporters of the filibuster. So Kyrsten Sinema has been telling us this, as has Joe Manchin, for months because they support the filibuster. So she went to the floor, the Senate floor, to say she supports the filibuster before Joe Biden came up there to ask people to not support the filibuster.
Really stealing his thunder a little bit, to be honest.
Yeah, definitely stealing his thunder. People were pretty pissed at her, especially in the leadership. Biden comes up and then comes out of the room and says, well, we can't do this. We just can't at this point. We don't have the votes. I mean, we're not sure we could do this, which is like, we kind of hinted at this in the newsletter, but Anna, if what White House would send somebody up there to say, we don't know if we could do this, but anyway, this White House did it. The Senate floor was in a suspended state. A state of suspended whatever that phrase is. They were paused for like an hour, for 7 hours, I think, almost. Yeah, about 7 hours yesterday. They extended a 15-minute vote for 7 hours is what happened. And Chuck Schumer came out and said they're canceling next week's recess to deal with voting rights, to debate it. Now, Schumer is dug in here, right? I mean, they're not going to be able to pass blow up the filibuster. They're not going to be able to pass voting rights. Schumer is going to force votes on both of those.
You got a lot of throat clearing here this morning.
Yeah, I mean, that's where they are. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. I mean, it's a mess for them. And he's forcing this vote. It's gonna be a tough vote for a lot of his members. It could be like this minimum wage vote where it's clear it's not going to pass, and people just say, "Well, I'm not going to vote for it if it's not going to pass." I don't know where you want to take it from here, Anna. We could talk about kind of the next story of the day, or you have any thoughts about the schedule?
This is an interesting wrap up of the week. Yeah, I mean, I just think.
I mean, like, Anna, it's Friday. I mean, it's been a long week, and it's been a mess, and it's been a really tough week for Democrats.
Absolutely, which goes very, very much into our next, top story of the day. I just do think it's important. So basically, the news of the day is Democrats are not going to be in over the weekend. Schumer is punting this to next week. The Senate was not supposed to be in. They're now coming back on Tuesday, where he's going to force a vote where he is assuredly, all but assured, to lose. Not only on the voting rights, but also on the filibuster, but he is going full steam ahead. So let's move to the number two story of the morning. We have the no good, very bad week for President Joe Biden and Democrats. Man, it has been, as you said, a week, but certainly painful for Democrats, particularly heading into the midterm election. I mean, they kind of can't find anything that's going their way right now. I'm just going to tick off a couple of things and then kick it over to you. But if you look at, you know, obviously Omicron, COVID-related cases, what happened at the Supreme Court, the fact that they did not uphold the fact that, you know, Biden wanted to have mandates around businesses requiring employees to be vaccinated. Media outlets are doing stories on why grocery store shelves are empty. Inflation is increasing. Biden goes to Georgia to talk about voting rights. And that trip was at least partially marred by the fact that Stacey Abrams and other voting rights groups didn't show up and were upset about it and said, you know, we're not going to be here for your fiery speech when there's no action that's actually going to happen. You know, those are just a handful of the kind of issues that this administration is dealing with right now. But it really feels like they kind of can't find their footing almost 2 years in.
Yeah, so I mean, the fiery speech was then panned by Democrats and Mitch McConnell. Biden goes up to the Hill. Mitch McConnell is railing on him. He goes to find Mitch McConnell. Mitch McConnell's not there. He goes up to the Hill to try to sell voting rights. He fails the third time he's been sent to the Hill for a failing effort. The Supreme Court knocks down the vaccine or mandate thing yesterday. Inflation's a mess. His approval rating's at 35%. He's taking flack from both sides of the party. I mean, difficult to think of a worse position that he could be in. I mean, I don't know if there is one. And then think of it this way: BBB is nowhere. USICA, the China bill that Chuck Schumer pushed is nowhere. Criminal justice reform is nowhere. Gun control is nowhere. Budget talks have begun, but we don't know if they're going to finish. Voting rights stalled. They could get some sort of bipartisan agreement. It'll be way more modest than they anticipate. 50-50 Senate, close house. This is difficult stuff. You know, you got to give Pelosi credit. She's able to pass stuff through her close house. Schumer's the majority leader without a real majority, obviously, with Sinema and Manchin, and you know, it's a mess.
All right. Well, we will be watching to see how and if Democrats can find their way out of this in terms of next week and the coming weeks. But certainly so far, they don't seem to have a good pathway forward in terms of passing their agenda going into what is going to be what everyone expects to be a pretty brutal midterm for Democrats. Let's move on quickly to the number three story of the morning. We have been covering this at the top of the week. We broke the news that House Minority Leader, rather, Kevin McCarthy, was considering potential legislation to ban lawmakers from trading stocks. This is kind of the new issue du jour. And there's been a bunch of pylon this week that we are noting in Punch Bowl News AM of other members saying, you know, trying to latch on, put forward other legislation to kind of get onto this kind of issue that is pretty popular right now.
Yeah, this is just a pileup. This is the thing right now. Ban members from trading stocks. Anna, this is something you and I have been writing and talking about for many years. I mean, the reality is members of Congress get sensitive information. They're able to trade stocks. It's illegal to trade stocks on that information. But some people have suggested that they further ban it, you know, and everybody's got a bill on this issue right now. Everybody under the sun has a bill banning members from trading stocks. Let's actually go outside the newsletter for a second. Let's talk about the practical implications here. Like, there's all these bills we listed, but like, what exactly are you going to do? Brez and I were talking about this last night in the gallery. Are you going to force members of Congress to sell their whole portfolio when they get into Congress? Is that the plan? If so, are you going to waive capital gains tax on it? It's a difficult nut to crack. It's a difficult plan to put in. And that's why they haven't done it. And, you know, when you talk about attracting people to Congress, it's difficult if, let's say you're somebody who's rich or not. Let's say you are someone of modest means who bought Google when it was whatever and when it was low, and then you come to Congress and you're forced to liquidate your entire portfolio. I mean, maybe good people don't run for Congress in that scenario, right? So that's, I mean, what do you think?
Like everything, it's a good talking point, but when you get into it, the devil's always in the details. And to your point, I mean, it's hard to find people that want to run in this environment as it is. And oftentimes a lot of people have stocks, right? And they're already, I mean, I think this is, a lot of people kind of panned Speaker Nancy Pelosi when she talked about this and was kind of, you know, threw some cold water on it, but it's already illegal. Like, insider trading by lawmakers and aides is already illegal under federal law, both civil and criminal. So, like,
insider trading is illegal by anybody, right? It's not only members of Congress and their aides. Insider trading is fully 100% illegal.
So that is going to be, I think, as much as, you know, yes, it's a good talking point. And yes, I think you're going to see probably more action on this. To your point, turning this into law becomes a little trickier about, you know, what, to your point, is it capital gains? Do you waive that? Is it a blind trust? Like, what is okay? Is it okay for members to have outside income? You know, I mean, a lot of these things become really difficult. What if you're a member who's got kids in college and you've been holding onto that Google stock to pay for it? I mean, you don't understand, because these are, I think, these are oftentimes very individualized situations that are trying to be painted with a pretty broad stroke. All right, with that, we are going to end this very long week. We appreciate you sticking through us with this winding podcast this morning. Thank you so much for listening. Leave us a rating and review. You can also subscribe to Punchbowl News at punchbowl.news. Have a great day and stay safe.